Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me to this seminar. I really appreciate that I can be here, and I'm also very happy that the ministry organizes such an event that addresses one of the most pressing problems that we are facing today and that we will face tomorrow. My name is Agata Kovács, and I represent here the Directorate General for Agriculture and Rural Development. In my introduction to this seminar, I would like to talk about why it is actually important to talk about drought or water shortage, why this is an important topic to address. And I also want to talk about how it affects farmers, specifically in the European Union. Now, we cannot deny that the climate is changing. The average temperature on our planet is rising. There is no point discussing it. There is no point denying it. This is the fact. So what we need to talk about, what we need to discuss is what kind of impact climate change has on our planet and all of us living on it. And I'm not a climatologist, so I can't really talk about changing weather patterns and growing acidity of the world oceans. So let me stick to what I do know, and that's how water shortage affects agriculture. In theory, there is more than enough fresh water available on our planet. There is enough water to meet the demands of the current world population, which is 7 billion people. There's even enough water to support population growth. There is enough water on the planet to satisfy the demand of 9 billion people. But fresh water is not evenly distributed around the planet. There has always been very dry regions and also very humid regions. Take, for example, Colombia. Colombia gets 324 centimeters of rainfall every year. 324. While Egypt gets only 5 centimeters of rainfall every year. So here you can see the difference. Consumption is unequal as well. People in developed countries generally use about 10 times more water every day than people in developing countries. And climate change makes these inequalities even greater. With higher temperatures, more water evaporates. As a result, droughts are worse than they would have been under cooler conditions. And when it rains, it's usually not steady, mild rain over a longer period. What we usually get now are torrential rains, which means that a lot of water falls down in a very short period, which means that the soil can't really absorb this water. So the result is not more water underground, it is a flash flood. So naturally, this affects people all over the world in their everyday lives. But today, I would like to focus on farmers specifically. And that's not only because they are affected profoundly by the climate change and by droughts, but also because they hold the key to preventing a catastrophic water shortage. And that is something that I will address in the second part of my speech.